The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Review gives cautious support to childhood trauma as MS risk factor. Problems, but relevance, seen in past studies linking early life abuse with disease. Most available studies suggest a connection between childhood trauma and multiple sclerosis, from earlier symptom onset to potentially poorer outcomes. But more research is needed to understand this association, a review paper highlights. While several high-quality studies have been published, the scientists noted considerable heterogeneity or variability in methodology, including inconsistencies in traumatic stressor measurement and MS classification, the researchers wrote. Still, most studies cautiously support a significant relationship between traumatic childhood stressors and either MS prevalence or clinical outcomes, which warrants further investigation, they added. The study, Relationships Between Childhood Trauma and Multiple Sclerosis, a Systematic Review, was published in the Journal of Psychosomatic Research. MS is thought to be driven by a combination of genetic and environmental factors. Exposure to traumatic situations during childhood, including abuse, neglect, and a chaotic home life, have been suggested to increase the risk of the disease, but whether childhood stressors might also worsen outcomes remains to be fully explored. Childhood stressor link to MS of growing interest. Studies examining the relationship between traumatic child stressors and adult health outcomes continue to garner much interest. This review contributes to the field by examining the state of the peer-reviewed literature linking these stressors and multiple sclerosis and its disease features, the researchers wrote. A team led by scientists at the University of Michigan conducted a review of the scientific literature to determine how childhood trauma impacted MS onset and outcomes. Their analysis included a total of 12 studies, about half specifically focused on MS, while others included other autoimmune and/or neurological conditions. The researchers noted inconsistencies of categorizing MS in some studies that included MS alongside other conditions. For example, some studies analyzing both autoimmune and neurological diseases would categorize MS as one or the other, when it could fit in both categories. These studies used a range of measures to assess childhood trauma. Some used standardized assessments, like the Childhood Trauma Questionnaire, short form, or CTQ, or the Stress and Adversity Inventory, or STRAIN, while others used their own questionnaires or analyzed information available in databases. Each study reported on 2 to 9 specific forms of adverse childhood experiences, most commonly physical or sexual abuse. Many of the studies in this review examined a limited number of traumatic stressors and did not capture additional information, such as the severity, duration, or frequency. Thus, they are likely underestimating relationships between childhood trauma and MS, the scientists wrote. Researchers should be careful to include a comprehensive assessment of traumatic stressors in future studies, they added. Most studies define childhood as the entire period before age 18, though some considered childhood and adolescence as separate entities and included experiences up to the age of 20. About half of the studies either assessed only one gender or analyzed all patients together regardless of gender. The researchers noted that this risks significant associations among people of one gender being missed due to non-significant results in another gender. Further, a large majority of the studies did not give a non-binary gender option, potentially introducing more variability if the most accurate gender option is not available for participants, the scientists wrote. Considering the rates of both MS and traumatic stressors vary by gender, it should be expected that gender data be collected with a non-binary option, and when sample size allows for it, all genders should be evaluated separately in sub-analyses to give more granular information, they added. In analyses of the results, most studies made statistical adjustments to account for variations in age and ethnicity. in the analyses of the results. Most studies made statistical adjustments to account for variations in age and ethnicity. However, only one controlled for latitude of birth and residence, and only one accounted for smoking, both of which are well-established risk factors for MS. Additionally, none of the studies accounted for disease-modifying treatments that patients were using to manage their MS. Future work should consider co-founders, covariates, and other biopsychosocial clinical features, such as sleep, substance use, and comprehensive mental health comorbidity, the researchers wrote. Earlier MS onset, poorer outcomes possible. In terms of the results, most of the studies assessed in the review cautiously support a relationship between childhood trauma and MS, or its clinical features, the researchers said. The specific associations varied from study to study, and depending on the specific type of analysis. For example, one study found a 17% increase in MS risk after experiencing a stressful life event in childhood. Another found that emotional neglect increased the likelihood of MS by twofold, while emotional abuse increased it by 3.4 times. Some studies also suggested that people with MS who had experienced childhood abuse tended to have an earlier age at symptom onset, higher relapse rates, and a greater tendency toward various mental health problems. These findings suggest that there may be significant relationships between childhood trauma and MS risk and physical clinical features. Yet, additional rigorous studies are needed to support these preliminary findings, address the gaps, and expand to other features, the scientists concluded. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on July 26, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on July 22, 2022. Can MS, medical marijuana, and guns safely coexist? U.S. federal law prevents medical marijuana users from owning guns. It seems to me from my anecdotal observations that a fair number of people living with multiple sclerosis have a gun. When I wrote about the issue a few years ago, I discovered that more people than I expected had both a gun and MS. Additionally, many people with MS use some form of medical marijuana. So should a person using medical marijuana be allowed to have a gun? U.S. federal law prohibits anyone who unlawfully uses a controlled substance from possessing a firearm or ammunition. Even though many states have legalized the use of marijuana for medical and recreational purposes, in the eyes of the federal government, anyone using marijuana, even medically, is an unlawful user of a controlled substance. A few years ago, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, even added a warning about this on Form 4473, which must be filled out when purchasing a gun from a dealer. It reads, "Warning: The use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law, regardless of whether it has been legalized or decriminalized for medicinal or recreational purposes in the state where you reside. Under federal law, you can't have a gun and possess marijuana." Florida is suing to change this. This issue recently was raised in Florida. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, which issues concealed weapons permits, is challenging the federal rules on gun ownership and marijuana use. The department filed a lawsuit last spring, arguing that the rules forbid Floridians from possessing or purchasing a firearm on the sole basis that they are state law-abiding medical marijuana patients, CBS Miami reported. The lawsuit includes plaintiffs who are medical marijuana patients and want to own guns, along with a plaintiff who is a gun owner and wants to participate in Florida's medical marijuana program. Will Hall, a lawyer representing the plaintiffs, told the News Service of Florida that the regulation prohibiting medical marijuana users from owning guns makes people less safe by forcing people to purchase guns privately rather than from a store that follows ATF protocols. An informal survey taken by an online MS group about 5 years ago indicated that most people with MS are interested in using medical marijuana, and many of them, including me, have tried it. I'm concerned about mixing medical marijuana and guns. I've never owned a gun, but over the years, I've fired rifles and handguns. My belief is that the THC-CBD blend in the cannabis products I was using was strong enough to ease my symptoms, then I was stoned and would be totally unable to accurately or responsibly fire a weapon. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.